18-year-old Reese Melton says when he grows up, he wants to raise cows.
So this is our school farm. And
Andy's getting plenty of hands-on education at the St. Vrain Valley School District's working farm in Longmont, Colorado. The city of 90,000 has deep agrarian roots tucked in between its sprawling suburban developments.
Going down Sunset Road in the middle of Longmont, you wouldn't think there's a livestock facility back behind here.
Melton is president of the district's FFA chapter. While he now spends part of his school day doing farm chores, he grew up in a nearby town, not on a farm. And that's the norm for the 60 other students in his chapter.
We're in an urban area, so most of our members do not grow up on property, though they still have that connection to agriculture.
The millennial generation is one step removed from the farm. That's why the school district is going to great lengths to make agriculture appeal to more students.
So this jacket is just from the 80s.
Lauren Hart is the district's FFA advisor and an agriculture instructor. In her 8 years of teaching, she's noticed a shift. A greater number of students are interested in
farm fresh foods, organic foods, natural cage-free, grass-fed, and all those trending topics in food right now.
In place of traditional conventional farming methods. And Hart says she can't just ignore what students want to learn about.
The interest and the ability both of students going into production agriculture is declining. It's just not something that a high school student either wants to or believes they're able to get into.
When she's planning a curriculum, Hart says she tries to reach further into areas you wouldn't typically associate with farming. Some classes touch on law, policy, entrepreneurship, and bookkeeping, all with an agricultural touch. And that's something that doesn't always sit well with some students' parents who hail from farm country.
Why aren't you doing XYZ? And when are you going to have my student on a tractor? Well, never, unfortunately.
The perception is that FFA is plows, cows, and sows.
National FFA Organization CEO Dwight Armstrong says programs like HEARTS are taking off, and the changing focus appears to be working. Nearly 580,000 students are enrolled in FFA this year, a record for the organization. And inner-city chapters in places like Chicago, Philadelphia, and New York are some of the fastest-growing in the country.
Because now we talk about not vocational agriculture, but the science of agriculture and the science of food.
And in those topics, Armstrong says teachers can begin to point students on more stable career paths, something that couldn't be said during the 1980s farm crisis. That's when enrollment numbers slumped, chapters closed, the name went from Future Farmers to FFA, and the group's new mantra became adapt or die.
There are success stories.
Mike Martin teaches ag education at Colorado State University.
And then there are maybe not so successful stories. And I don't want to call it failure, but it's sort of just a struggle to adapt.
And they're pretty much close to ready.
Back at the school farm in Longmont, Reese Melton and his classmate Samuel Johnson are planning the next coop for a flock of fast-growing chickens. Both have the iconic FFA blue corduroy jackets hanging in their closets at home, which, at first, Melton says he griped about wearing.
It's definitely not the most stylish outfit, but it's something that's more relative to tradition.
It's kind of neat that the jacket didn't change throughout the years. It's always been blue corduroy, same emblem and everything.
A static symbol of tradition in an otherwise dynamic and always changing organization. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.